you know, if we are the most interesting, you know, people, then why are we giving our power, our thought over to these medias of distraction of thought? You know, it's not just Fox News that can keep us confused and distracted. The progressive left is doing an awesome job of that as well.
Yeah, most def. And I think it's important for us to remember that while we have to struggle to the truth, and I when I read the ancestors like Kropotkin, they all point this out about how we have to struggle to get to the truth because power has a monopoly on the media and always has in terms of how we can interconnect with each other. They know how critical, at least since Plato, they've been very clear that it is that the power of thought is dangerous. And that rulers know this, have known this. So, and because they can devote their lives to planning.
I'm sorry. I want to jump in here. You said that the power of thought is dangerous. And so I wanted to talk about that for a second, and make that distinction, because I think. The way I'm hearing what you're saying, and the way I would want to continue to phrase it is that the power of thought is powerful in conjunction with sharing, the talking of ideas, because, you know, we could easily fall into the trap of the individual solution if what I think is powerful. And so, you know, we've talked about this a lot, and you know, how if a individual says, well, I am free, I'm powerful, I don't let the system control me, that is not a you know, in the language that we're using, that's not an earth-based assessment of what's going on. That's a perspective of what's going on, but that's not going to help people who are, you know, suffering around the world. Again, it's responsibility. So power of thought in conjunction with the exchange of the free flow exchange of ideas with, as Kropotkin put it, going to the people.
Yes, precisely. And in fact, that's what the media is doing in a very, to use a word I hate, efficient way, because when Helen Caldicott or Colonel Anne Wright says something like, you know, the military trains people to become violent, we are all, as we hear her say that, we're all thinking that at the same time. So it is a form of, when someone says something out over the airwaves, it is a form of collective thinking. We're all thinking together. That's why there isn't the exchange. That's the next step. That's what happens when you meet the next day or later on that day and you start having conversations about it, or if there's a call-in part of it. You know what I mean? It's like thought. That's how thought develops. And so the media is a critical piece in terms of speeding up the process. So that's why it has been obvious to power for millennia how important it is to control how thoughts get out, what thoughts get out. And so particularly in this moment with these accelerated means and the speed by which things can get out, you can bet, I don't know what you want to put on the you want to risk, but it's a safe bet that they have been planning for this moment for decades, if not centuries. The moment when the planet has been consumed to the degree that it can no longer adequately fund their game of supremacy. And by fund it, I mean fund our energy, fund keeping us bought off, fund or complacent, or it's a global game of supremacy they play, which requires our unconscious complicity. And when you are in the end game, which we are in. It is a very dangerous moment, which they have. So you can bet they have been thinking about, well, how do we neutralize the Pacifica network? How do we make sure that no, rogue element advocating a mass movement to end wage work, which is so incredibly obvious. So incredibly obvious.
If we talk to one another, and that's where I want to go with this, is talking about the fears around responsibility.